Road.
Me and Naomi are stuck in a debate about whether we'll try Dave's hot chicken or Popeye's chicken.
There's no debate.
What one are we getting?
I'm not having that Dave's hot chicken. I don't eat anything like that.
Carolina Reaper, imagine eating that. Boom. Blow the jocks off you.
You won't be able, wouldn't you know?
As many your jocks would just burst off you.
That's horrible.
Gone.
Nobody can enjoy food that spicy though. You can't even taste it.
I don't like food that hurts me.
What?
Food that hurts you. Like spicy food that hurts you. Like a bit of spice is nice. And then you have like extreme Carolina Reaper spice where it's like close to killing you.
Yeah.
Like I'm starving, like I'm hungry, I want to eat something. I'm not going to have something that hurts me.
I know. Or makes you sweat or something.
No, not for me.
Salt and vinegar makes me sweat.
You said that to me before.
Salt and vinegar crips, so I can't eat them. I did be like, whoa.
Get them last night.
I didn't eat salt and vinegar.
They were salt and vinegar.
No, they weren't. They were prawn cocktail. They were pink.
They were the new ones.
Posse were new.
How are you anyway?
Good. How'd you feel to be a boy dad?
What do you mean?
Like having a little boy.
I'm a soccer dad. No way. They're soccer moms.
Yeah.
You're a soccer mom and I'm a soccer dad.
I'm not being a soccer mom.
You'll be bringing the child to soccer and they'll be all like, look at that soccer mom. MILF.
I'll have to get myself a little minivan.
I mean, you let me know if anyone calls it MILF because I'll have words with them. Can't be saying that these days. Can't be saying all that in these day and ages. No.
Why?
Because it's...
You'll be a DILF.
You can't call me a DILF because I don't associate as a DILF.
What do you mean?
Can't say that these days.
Oh, I can't believe it's a boy. I actually still cannot believe it's a boy.
I know.
That was like some surprise. I really thought it was going to be a girl.
I forgot that we haven't talked about that yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's mad. Definitely going to Smith's now. Not even getting them, man. Just for me. No, that's for me only.
I think
that elimination chamber. And the six wrestlers that comes with it for 150 quid. No, that's for the umfla.
Like, what if it has a weird head?
You know the way... Don't even talk about that.
No, but
you can't be like... Don't, you know the way kids have weird heads? You can't say that.
When you go into labour, right?
And it's hooked out.
And you suck the baby out, or you get forceps or something like that.
Yeah, but that's just for the...
Some babies get like a big bow put on their head. What's wrong with you?
It's very warm.
But why are you in a big jacket anyway?
My t-shirt is stained.
From what?
I don't know, it's like chocolate on it or something.
You're horrible.
I don't care. My dad now. I'm my dad.
But yeah, I'm buying a load of hats.
I'm the daddy.
Oh, Dar, stop it, will you?
Amy just keeps buying hats.
I have to buy a load of hats. It's going to be winter. I have to.
Yeah, it's going to be December.
I can't believe it's a boy. But then again, every time we got scanned and all, they were like, oh yeah, correcting themselves.
I still didn't think it was going to be a boy. It was too early to tell. They wouldn't have been
able to tell. I think you can tell a boy at 12 weeks.
Why?
Because they have a willy there.
A little Gregory Peck.
It's mad, isn't it? I can't believe it. It's weird. It's just so weird how your body goes in pregnancy, I swear. Isn't it?
Mm. When the child is older, I don't want them listening to this podcast.
You won't. Probably won't even like you.
I won't be giving my umfla no tablet, no.
You're going to be the softest dad ever. You won't be able to say no.
I want the tablet. Yeah, no bother. What one do you want? Samsung or Apple?
God, that's mad.
Crazy.
I know, I'm delighted. I'm over the moon.
Yeah, we done a gender reveal out our back garden.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did it with your man's back garden and we invited everyone over and it was like a spray gun and didn't know what colour spray paint was in it and it was sprayed like a board and it came out blue and everyone was like, yup. And I was going around the garden going, yup, yes, yup.
You are the biggest liar I've ever met in my life. Tell them what we really did.
Got a cake.
Yeah, we did a cake ourselves and then we got cupcakes made then for the family.
Yeah.
That you had to bite into.
Yeah.
But I have no boys in my family. That's why I just thought it was going to be a girl. There's no boys. I've only two young girl cousins. That's it. My family is tiny.
Are you sure there's not one boy?
No. Not one.
That's mad.
It's mad, isn't it?
The so Conway the name boy. Will continue.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Well, you never know.
Yeah, you never know if you'll get married. Or where you'll end up.
Yeah, probably prison or something.
Huh?
Prison.
Maybe. Don't be putting that out there. Like, what is wrong with you? Well, actually, on Ireland AM on Sunday.
Yeah.
Aren't we to talk about?
I didn't want to go on.
Why?
Amy forced me to.
Yeah, I just don't understand why. Look at me hand. Don't understand why you don't want to talk about IVF.
Because I'm not educated on it.
You are educated on it because you went through. You just talk about what you went through.
I'm probably the most educated man in the country on it.
Yeah. At this stage, you knew everything that was going on with my body before I did. Like when the hematoma
thing. We'd be in the clinic and Amy'd be like, it's like this thing. Like, I'm like, yeah, it's hematoma. Yeah, no, it's about 7.7 centimetres and it's curly. It looks like a curly warly. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, no, that's okay. And Amy's just like lying there.
I never even had it in the clinic. I was only, 5 weeks pregnant in the clinic.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
whenever they asked that, I was the one to answer.
Oh, yeah, my it's called A&A trips and all.
It's called a SH for short.
S-T-H.
S-T-H for short.
S-C-C-H.
It's called a sex.
No, it's not called that.
S-P-H-E, it's called. It's called an S-P-H-E or C-S-P-E.
But yeah, tune in to Ireland AM on Sunday.
What time?
I don't know.
Actually, will I check? Should be watching it all the time, lads. Don't just be watching it for us. Watch it for everyone, all the guests. 10:20 a.m.
When you pass 10.
Jeez, there'll be no lie on this Sunday, let me tell you. Well done.
Nope.
Oh, I tell you, we stripped the gaff.
Yeah, we did. We're at the like.
Here, listen to this, right? I bought a new wardrobe and a chest of drawers. It's a tall chest of drawers, about 6 drawers in it. And I was delighted with it. And I'd say 3 weeks later, the thing was falling apart.
The chest of drawers was. The wardrobe's perfect.
Falling apart, like. Do you know when you buy it and the underneath just has this like really thin flat board that just like holds. Like it's just under it, like, you know, that you slot in. Do you know them ones and then you bang little nails into it? They are the most pointless, worthless fucking things I've ever. They should never not exist, like. Just put another plank of wood under it and make a fucking wooden drawer.
Yeah.
All the clothes are falling out and the fucking thing was splitting in two, like. Only had it 3 weeks.
But we ended up getting rid of that anyway and getting another wardrobe. So the baby now has a wardrobe.
A whole wardrobe.
Full wardrobe.
And we have to share a wardrobe. All our clothes is under the fucking bed.
Yeah, well.
We had to buy a bed that had storage in it, remember?
Yeah.
So, like, all our clothes are folded under the bed. Is that weird, Leanne? It's like a wardrobe on the floor. It's like
And everything that needs to be hung is hung. And then, like, t-shirts and leggings and tracksuit bottoms, all that is, like, folded in piles underneath the thing.
Smell like, when you open them and smell the clothes, they smell like an attic.
No, they don't.
They proper do.
Off your side, because mine doesn't.
Like that. Boof.
It's just you. You're probably just getting the smell of yourself. But we done the sitting room yesterday. And, yeah.
I put up floating shelves. And I used a man drill.
Yeah.
A manly drill.
I couldn't believe it. The sweat was pumping up.
A proper man drill. And I had one of them fucking rollers that have the bubble in the middle that like floats and tells you that it's in the centre. There's a name for it. I don't know what it's called. A fucking bubble roller or something.
A bubble roller.
Yeah, that's what I call them. So I was using one of them, measuring it all out. No.
Yeah. Like that. And the whole shelf was like that.
Amy said it was crooked, but the telly was crooked. And we found that out in the end when I put the second one up, which is inch perfect to the other one, right under it. Should have seen me. Oh, only took me 7 hours. Should have seen
it. Did it took from what?
6 o'clock till about 3 in the morning.
12.
Tunes and all on.
No, there was no tunes on because I was watching Malcolm in the Middle.
No, I was playing songs and all.
No, you weren't. Drinking Desperados.
Fucking hell, remember them? They blow the bleeding head off you.
They were horrible.
Tequila and beer. I remember they used to fucking give that wife on nothing.
Did they?
back in the day, it'd be like promotions on in the clubs and all, and they'd be going around with like buckets of that, and you'd be leaving going
in the club,
count yourself and all in windows going,
what club?
In the club.
What one?
I was in the club.
Lee Bardello's.
I was in the club. Don't know.
I've never heard of that place before I met you.
Lily Bardello's.
But anyway, back to the sitting room. So now we're trying to train Dixie Girl out of her cage.
Dixie Girl, she's a really good dancer. Dixie Girl.
So last night we left the gate door open for her to see whether or not she'll just stay there for the night.
Came in about four.
Every hour on the hour she was in the room, wasn't she?
At the bed crying. But like, I don't get it because it's... The only difference is that the cage door is open.
I know, yeah.
And then it's closed and she obviously can't get out when it's closed. But it's like she kept coming in and crying because it was open. I'm like, yeah, you're too old for that now.
She has to come out of it. I need to get rid of that cage. I need the space.
You talk to people like they... I don't think anyone gives a fuck what we're talking about.
Yeah, but like, do you know, it's normal life things though, do you know?
But it's weird. Like, it's like we're just talking about a week to like five people. Like what? Who else does that? Like some people just work in the fucking, I don't know, like in retail, and then they just
listen
go home, and then
yeah,
like we're fucking doing this and just like talking about our week, like oh, put up a wardrobe. Oh, my dog is crying.
Yeah, but
and
like,
we're trying to get her out of our cage, or else someone attacked me this morning. I didn't talk about that. I'm not talking about being attacked this morning either. It's very warm. What have we got? Sorry.
Yeah, but we need to get Dixie out of that cage.
Speaking of dogs, right? Did you ever hear of the dog census?
No.
Why?
It's the census like when they're counting the population.
Isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. So there's the human people population census every
the thing, though?
Hey, hang on. Don't talk of me while I'm talking.
Oh, me like that again, unless you
want to
swallow that mic.
I'd eat that, yeah, mic. I know I'm starving. Would. I'd eat that go loud microphone.
I want to be pulling up your jacket.
Why?
It's all like hanging down.
My nipples keep fucking showing in it. Must be putting the weight back on. I can hear myself getting bigger.
Where are you going today?
Papa's chicken's fucking awesome.
Anyway, come on. Back to the dog census.
Popeye's chicken.
Oh, there, will you stop?
Do you know what that's in?
Smell off him.
The smell off you. Aladdin.
Should have you. Would you have long socks on?
A whole new world. Sorry. Yeah, so the census, right? Every 5 years, well, there's one for dogs as well. And Dogs Trust has revealed the data from the 2025 dog census ahead of the launch of this year's survey. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. It shows the nation's favourite breed is, what do you think? What's the nation's favourite breed of dog, do you think? Leanne knows. Leanne, don't spoil it.
A cockapoo.
What even is that?
I don't know.
Do you think everyone's going to know what a fucking cockapoo is?
A sausage dog.
No.
What?
Jack Russell.
No, it's not.
Yes, yeah.
You're a lion pig.
Has right here, Jack Russell, followed by mixed breed dogs and border collies.
Eh.
What do you mean, eh?
Not they're like mongrel. Jack. They're mongrels.
Dixie's
they're
a mongrel. Dixie's a
no,
mongrel.
She's not.
Yes,
she's
she is.
A
she's a mix between a chihuahua and a jacka.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she has that hoppy leg.
You know
leg
the man that. It's me man
that. She has that
dogs
jumpy leg thing when she's running.
What?
The hop leg.
And they pretend that they have a sore leg.
They pretend they have a sore leg. And you're like, oh, girl, oh, are you okay? And she's like, yeah.
I've nothing to say back to that.
Because you know it's true.
No.
Oh, girl, oh, did you hurt your leg? She's coming over, like, limping and all. There's nothing wrong with her. Thing's pure Queen Bee.
She weighed on me the other day.
On her hair, no. Pissed on her hair.
She sat on my shoulder and pissed all down my back.
Pissed all over.
Shoulder at my hair. And I was like that. I was so tired. And it was late, wasn't it?
Had to have a shower.
Had to wash my hair.
Half 10 or
11. Had to dry it and off of me. I had no energy. I felt like crying. I was like, you fucking bitch.
Pissed all over.
I couldn't believe it.
Sitting on her head, pissing on her.
No, like, she was sitting on the pillow beside me. And then she just put her bum on me and just went for it. And I was like, smell, what is that? And he was like, oh my God.
I thought it smelled like chicken soup. or something, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
I was like, do I smell a chicken soup? I thought it was something, because the window was open. I thought someone was cooking real late.
She literally weighed all over.
And I was like, no, there's piss all over you there.
Had to strip the sofa, wash the sofa, everything. Don't know what that was about.
She didn't do it again, let me tell you. Because I let her raw.
Yeah. Wouldn't say that.
Like, let me talk about the scent, the dog senses for a minute here.
Yeah.
It's also revealed some of the quirkiest dogs' names in the country. I think she didn't make it, or Frank. Which include Oreo Speedwagon Morphe. Is that all one? Mm-hmm. Oreo Speedwagon Morphe is a fucking dog's name.
That's a great name.
Is that the whole name? So when they're calling, I hear Oreo Speedwagon Morphe, are you right?
That's a brilliant name.
Baby Cornelius Cumberbatch Jefferson. Is this real?
Yeah.
Oh my word.
Oh, I love it.
Baby Cornelius Cumberbatch Jefferson.
It's so funny.
Mr. Peanut Butter and Indiana Bones.
Oh my God.
No one's calling that dog anything.
Indiana Bones? They probably need him, did he?
Why are you calling that fucking dog Oreo Speedwagon Morphe? It's too long. I'd say they just call it Oreo, like, yeah. Oreo Speedwagon Morphe.
That's his full name. That's a great name.
We were going to call Dixie Maggie.
Yeah.
And I'm raging we didn't. Because Dixie is a shit name for a dog.
Dick.
Dick.
That's just what
I just keep calling her Dick. We're outside, I'm like, here, Dick.
Dick, get down off that.
Get off me, Dick. Here, Dick.
So she loves it, like.
She's only a little dick.
She's tiny. She's absolutely tiny.
Who is?
Dick. God love her. The dick girl.
Oh, stop.
Used to wear nappies now.
Did you have any other names for Frank?
Which man?
Were you going to call him Martin else?
No, I knew he was always a Frank.
I was going to call Frank Oreo Speedwagon Morphe.
What do I call him? What's the name I call him? Baby Bum.
What the fuck, like?
Where's my baby bum?
You haven't even like called him that in years, Amy.
I always say it.
Stop, Amy. You're really cringing me out.
No. Says the one. You rub Dixie off your face going,
no, listen. Have you ever heard of any other quirky names for dogs?
Yeah, my ma told me a name. One of our friend's dog or something went missing. And he ended up somewhere. I think his name is Stephen or something. It's a mad human name.
Like. Stephen!
I think it was Stephen!
Imagine that dog running off on you and what's the name? I can't think of the place. The Fino or something. It's like, Stephen! Steve-o!
What does he look like, people be saying? Be like, yeah, he's a flat face, real round.
Right.
Because you're describing a pug, like.
Would you get another dog?
I'd get another pug and a harpy.
Yeah, I'd call him. Do you know what I'd call him? Baby Cornelius Cumberbatch Peanut Butter Oreo Speedwagon Morphe Indiana Bones.
No, honestly, imagine what would you that. Call it? What would
You'd be
call
there fucking
pug?
All night calling him in. What?
What would you call him? Like, if you were to really get another pug, what would you call him? A blonde pug, say?
Blonde one? Sabrina Carpenter.
What? Sabrina. It's a boy, though.
A boy?
I'd never get another girl dog.
Erling Haaland.
Erling?
Oh, if I had a... I had another dog. Jimmy the Gent.
What?
Just trying to think of a word. Jimmy out of South Park.
Jimmy Neutron.
Mm.
Remember I used to call you Jimmy Neutron because it sells your head?
Yeah, it's still that size. Doesn't like shrink, does it?
Sometimes you grow into it and then it gets big again.
I think my head suits me, buddy.
Do you?
Yeah. Fat head and a fat belly. Roy, so what do you think of that?
What do you have nicknames for the dogs? What do you call Dixie?
Cutie patootie.
What's the phrase from TikTok that you keep saying to her?
So cute. So cute.
And she lies on the floor.
So cute. Fucking someone help me. Get me out of the situation I'm in. How do I get myself into this situation? I should have been in Hollywood.
Yeah, right.
Ah, dogs are my friends. Cutie patootie. Aw, so cute. It's only because I always wanted a dog and my man never got me one because she fucking hated me. She never fucking gave me a birthday cake either.
She loves the dogs now as well.
She used to fucking... She'd say, do you want to go to the Plex for your birthday? And I'd say, yeah. And she'd go, well, you're not going.
No, she never
slam the door and say, I'm staying in your room.
You go on like a big victim. You really do.
Do you want to go to Smith's for your birthday? Yeah. Well, you're not going. So cute.
I can't.
Right. Here, I have another one for you, right, that I done research on myself.
Oh, come on, you.
Most romantic meal. Okay. What would you consider a romantic meal?
I don't know.
Fucking Carol's lasagna.
I love
Carol's lasagna.
Don't threaten me with a good time. Love a Carol's
lasagna. Nothing wrong with a bit of Carol's lasagna in the microwave. Boom.
Starving.
Oh, what about a margly pie?
No.
The curry pies that you put in the microwave.
Yeah, I do like them, but I'm not in the umbrella.
What is a romantic meal? All joking aside. A fried bento. Fried bento.
Why are you trying to be funny now? You're pure putting all that on.
I'm fucking gassed though.
Yeah, gassed looking.
God. You'll see now, watch. I'm coming in here with no socks on. Stinking the place over.
Should have brought a slappy with me for.
There was a load of people outside in the canteen eating, and when Amy walked in, they all legged it, holding their noses. Because our feet, it's no socks on.
I'd rather that than them. All the fat coming around.
Oh my God, that's real.
Onto the socks.
That's real bad. That's fat shame.
Look out. How tight they are.
I don't approve of that. I'm going to fucking get onto my solicitor.
Look at the marks.
Everyone has them marks.
I don't have them marks.
Yeah, you do. No, you have them marks on your scalp from your extensions.
What?
<Yeah. laughs> Right, do you want to know what the most romantic meal is?
Yeah.
I'm not telling you.
Oh, come on, Darren. For God's sake.
What? No, honestly, I think the most romantic meal is probably like Italian. Something Italian.
Why?
With a candle. Because like Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, and a glass of wine.
Isn't it? Like a spaghetti bolognese and then you both...
A spaghetti bolognese? No, I wouldn't share a piece of pasta with you.
A romantic meal, isn't it? With a bit of Gary Barlow on the side.
You know, we got a chicken fillet roll the other day, right? And because the taco sauce has gone off at home, he put garlic sauce on it. Isn't that disgusting?
No.
Yeah, it is.
Gary Barlow.
With taco sauce and cheese.
Yeah.
That's vile.
Yeah. Don't knock it till you try it.
You didn't even like it yourself.
Fucking delish, man.
You're horrible.
Do you want to know what the most romantic meal is?
Yeah.
Steak and chips. I don't think it is. Would you agree with that, everyone? Listeners, would you agree with that? Would you agree, listeners, that it's steak and chips is the most romantic meal you can have?
Is it?
Number two is pasta.
Yeah, I would say pasta.
I'd say number one is pasta.
Mm.
Something real sexy about pasta, isn't there? Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Followed by lobster or crab. Amy would need that. A stir fry in fourth place? Not a chance.
I love stir fry.
No, top them off the wall. I hate them.
Stir fry? Love a stir fry.
I hate stir fries. Do you like stir fries, Leanne?
I do.
What's wrong with you people?
It's gorgeous.
The doner kebab is in the top 10.
I don't know if I like doner kebabs. At the time.
You do.
But then I kind of regret it and I'm like, why did I eat that?
Because I'm at that age now where if I eat spicy food, I'll be fucked for 2 weeks.
No, you're not.
I had jalapenos in a salad last week and I still haven't recovered over. The other stuff on the list is pizza, curry, fish and chips, tacos and burritos. Might as well just name every fucking thing and everything's fucking...
Definitely pizza.
No.
No?
I think they've covered every meal there.
Not all.
Basically said that every meal is romantic.
I'd love to know what people have for their breakfast. I struggle every day on what to have for me breakfast.
Or just end up having toast or a cereal.
I love porridge.
I think it's really hard to make breakfast or to decide.
I think it's something like, I don't like fruit. I don't like avocado.
You do like fruit.
I don't like fruit. I'm not eating fruit for me breakfast.
But you eat fruit. So
like what?
An apples
orange.
And all.
An orange and apple.
Yeah. And grapes and all.
I don't eat grapes.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't eat grapes. Anyway, go on.
We don't even cook romantic meals. Whatever's in the press, innit?
In the press, in the fridge.
We're going out for a meal on Thursday though.
Yeah, it's Darren's birthday. Another year closer to 40.
Oh, let us know in the comments what age you think I am.
Yeah, I do actually.
Like, it's you're obviously giving away.
And you know he's not in his 20s, so don't give him any bigger head than you.
Well, now everyone, no one's going to comment.
Yeah, they will, because you're not in your 20s, Darren.
No one is going to comment now.
Stop going on as if you look like you're 21 or something.
No, I wouldn't. Late 20s.
You don't.
Late 20s.
Well, you're not.
Well,
at some stage, you had a 30th
birthday. Turn the comments off.
No,
because
don't.
They would have only said, like, 28. Anyway, so. What can you do? We're going for a Chinese. Anyway. We have some listener questions.
Okay.
You ready, everyone?
Yep.
Okay. This one is from Evan in Finglas.
Evan. It's a nice name.
Evan, yeah.
That is a nice name, Evan.
Yeah. Hey, Darren and Amy, congrats on the pregnancy. Yous are going to be great parents.
Thanks.
Thank you, Evan. I'd be like Darren when it comes to eating in other people's houses. I don't know what it is, but I could never eat someone else's cooking that wasn't mine or my ma's. It was worse when I was younger. When I was around my friend's house, I'd always just say I was hungry and go home and eat. I can't even explain it like Darren, but it's just mad weird. Have a good one. I'm telling you. I know exactly what he means.
Well, that you can't eat in other people's houses. It depends on who it is, though.
No, it doesn't.
It does, Darren.
It was like
Amy Nanny's house for Christmas.
I felt weird eating there.
No, you didn't.
I felt weird because I never ate there before. It just felt weird. It just felt not right.
That's strange.
But it was grand, like. It was nice.
I ate in your nanny's house.
I know. And even when you're eating there, I'm looking at you. I'm like, it's weird that she's eating there.
Oh, my God.
Honestly. I used to be in my mate's house and he'd be like eating his dinner in front of me.
Yeah, I used to have dinner in my friend's house. And my friends used to have dinner in my house.
I think that's weird.
That's not weird.
Evan knows what I'm talking about and so does Leanne. So.
It must be a little...
Leanne used to feel the same way.
How do you know?
Didn't you, Leanne?
I don't recall.
No, she's
not. Yeah, there you go now.
Can't remember. At least someone's with me. Thank you, Evan.
I bet you that's you on a fake account sending that in.
No. Of course not. Alan said, congrats. Remember, you'll never sleep again.
That's what I said to him last night when Dixie came in. I think it was 1:30. Then it was 3:30. Then she came in again at some stage. I says, that's what's going to happen with a baby. And he was like, ah, yeah. I was like, well, just have to get on with it.
I bet I fucking not.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one now, right? First of all, an absolute massive congratulations, delighted for you. I'm currently in the car with my husband and our 4-week-old baby. Our very happy, healthy 4-week baby. My husband has your podcast on and you're describing air pregnancy. There's just one major difference. You guys got pregnant with IVF, we got pregnant on the copper coil. What's that?
Remember the coil I had? I had the Marina coil.
Yeah, but is that not supposed to prevent pregnancy?
Yeah. So, it's in you, like, I've heard of people getting pregnant on the coil, and, like, I remember years ago, I was like, imagine that happened to me and all, like, if I got pregnant on the coil, like, sometimes the babies come out holding it and everything, but, like, it's mad to be caught on the coil. Yeah.
All right. I had a subchronic hematoma. I bled for weeks on end from week 13 to 20. It was the worst for me, personally.
Jeez.
I could type all day here. So much information and so much advice. Amy, you absolutely need to do an episode on this, spread awareness. I've attached a photo of our little lady to this email. Absolute best luck, guys. We know exactly how hard it is.
Aww.
And there's the baby. Cutie patootie.
Our bow, see? She's a lovely bow in her hair.
Yeah, no, boys don't get aunt. Just get a tattoo or something.
Yeah. We should do an episode on that.
Just brush past her. She just didn't even hear me.
No, but we should do an episode on that, Darren. Because I'm telling you, there's no information. We were like blindsided by the whole thing.
Yeah, it's just like Reddit threads of pure dread.
Yeah, it literally like...
Do you know, if anything's wrong with your body and you go on to Google, it's going to bring you to a Reddit thread where someone's like,
but you're gonna
this happened to me and the worst case scenario happened to them.
Yeah, but like you see these things and it's like I lost my baby at 20 weeks or 20 whatever weeks and it's like, Jesus Christ. I know everybody's different, but you're obviously going to be thinking the worst if you're so early in your pregnancy. Like, what am I bleeding from since, what, 6 weeks.
Mm.
And I'm now 18 weeks and I'm still bleeding. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just mad. But now it's not as scary as it was at the beginning.
The worst thing about all is that doctors cannot say anything to you.
It's the same thing.
Anything for you to make it better.
No, and there's they don't even reassure you. Like, there's no reassurance in it at all. Like, it's but, real. Like,
you would say, I have this. This is happening. Like, I'm really worried. They're like, well, there's nothing we can do. All we can do is scan. I was like, no,
check your cervix, like, just do something. Yeah, like, I know. There has to be something. Like, the amount of people that did get in touch about having, like, a hematoma or whatever, and, like, there's clearly so many people that suffer from them.
There should be a leaflet that this can happen. Something like, you know, in a doctor's waiting room, and it should be on the wall, like.
Yeah.
And there's nothing there at all, which is weird, like, because there's something for everything else, you know.
There's literally, like, because you're going to think the worst, you see blood and you're like, right, that's it. You don't know what way to think, don't you know?
Like, even if there was a sign, like, that just said, if you see bleeding, don't worry.
Don't panic, come to me.
A little cartoon illustration of a woman, a pregnant woman. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
there's something. But normalise it. Why is it not normal? Like, why is that? Like, there's so many women that get so many women in IVF and normal pregnancy. Why isn't it normalised?
Mm.
Like, why isn't that not been spoken about? Sure, or if that's a symptom or something,
sure,
that can happen
so
in pregnancy.
Things that can happen, though.
Yeah, I get it.
That we don't know happens until it happens to you. Do you know that way? Because we didn't know that existed before it happened.
I did know it existed. I remember the first time I bled, and we were sitting in A&E, remember the first time? And I was obviously looking things up because I had no pain or nothing. Like, you're not in pain or anything with it. I had no cramps, I had nothing. And I was sitting there, I was like, what? I hope it's not, obviously you're losing it. Like, but I sat there and I was like, maybe it's that thing, you know, the blood pocket that's beside where the baby sack is. And I kind of hoped that it was. Like,
yeah, but you only looked that up because you were asking bleeding, loads of shit. But like, if that just happened out of nowhere, you just think straight away, I'm at the losing me child.
But that's what I did think. Do you know what I mean? That's what you do think straight away, because how much blood there is as well, like how much of it there is, like, it's like, how is that even there? Like, how is there that much blood? Like, people to think that it'd be a tiny little bit. It's not. It's absolutely, it's terrifying, isn't it? But yeah,
thank you for sending that in, at least.
We do have to do an episode on it and talk about it and kind of make it normal. I just don't know why it's not.
Well, I think it is normal. It's just there's not enough information.
There should be. Jeez, there should be like a website or something. Because the doctors do be saying to you, you know, oh no, we see this all the time. Like, you know what I mean? It depends on.
Well, then let everyone know you see it all the time.
I know. Like, tell people, why don't you explain that it could be this rather than this? Like, you're going to be in pain if you're
I could be wrong. There could be information out there.
But Darren, research high.
But there could be like leaflets or something. I don't know. There could be.
Searched everywhere and nobody could answer the question. Like,
it's on the HSE website, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's just frightening. There's little Facebook groups and all that I'm in that, like, I do get information from that. Like, you know, when they tell you, like, what way, like, how long they bled for and what helped. And they're saying that, like, orange juice and all helps. That's why I drink orange juice every day. So I'm just afraid. I stopped drinking tea and coffee because every time I drink tea and coffee, I'd bleed.
Yeah, but that could just
be. So I have a fear of hot drinks. Do you know, like, it's like little things like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, is there any other list? That's all, is it?
Yeah.
Is that everything?
I'm glad I'm not the only person that went through, honestly.
Let us know in the comments how you're feeling. If you're feeling any way, let us know and we'll tell you.
We'll tell you what? About
tell
what?
You how to deal with it. No, I'm only listening.
No, but we will. We'll cover it one day. We'll talk about it. The whole thing.
They have covered it though.
Yeah, but properly, in depth.
No, it's horrific.
Yeah, I know. But like, that's what you have to kind of
talk about. You better not be telling them on Ireland AM.
I won't say that on live TV. Imagine, yeah, so I'm bleeding since, imagine.
All the grannies would be, their jaws would be on the deck.
Like, oh, here.
Did you see them two on the early end talking about that? Fair play to them. Well, hopefully, if aren't, we get a few bits out of it.
Darren can't believe he hasn't been and no one has been in touch with him. Oh, stop.
Might as well say how it is, yeah? Send us out something, yeah?
Oh, where's the Philly Folly Gum thing, your man sent?
Oh, yeah, man. There's actually a package for us. Of Philly Folly Gum.
And we'll have to do it next week.
We'll just do it next week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay.
Right.
We're off to
Popeyes. Tune in next week. We're going to do a taste test of Philly Folly Gum.
Yep.
Right. See you now.
Billy Woman. Bye.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.